Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I want you to holler at me, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, their call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're a little afraid to call, as I always mention to you, give a brother a holler on the email tip, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, pictures, stories, whatever you got, I will take it. Holler at me. You holler at me, I'll holler back at you. Go to the Facebook Smooth Drama page. Add me, I'll add you back. We add new people every day. It's a beautiful thing, beautiful discussion. We talk a lot of trash, and it is all good. Basically, anywhere, you just Google Smooth Drama. Google Smooth Drama, wherever you find me, that's where I'm at. I'm trying to holler at you. You know, you got the freedom to hit me up anytime you want. It's beautiful like that. And, you know, we get to have some chocolate vibes together. Just like I throw chocolate at you, you throw chocolate at me, and boom. Before you know it, it's all chocolatey. It's a beautiful thing. Speaking of beautiful things, but not so beautiful things, I've been on this bizarro kick. See, bizarro, for those of you who don't know, and I'm a comic book nerd, right? So bizarro is the opposite of Superman. So bizarro talk me and love you. If and everything he says backwards, he's doing the exact opposite. So bizarro says he loves you, that means he's going to crush your skull. Now, in the comic books, Bizarro is pasty white, and Superman is, of course, a white man. And I'm saying, for the sake of argument, Superman being the whitest character in the history of comics, I mean, you can't get no whiter than Superman. Straight out of Kansas, blah, 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 blah. Off the farm. All that, his story. I've always thought, well, Bizarro, who is his exact opposite, would have been a black man. You know, like Superman was found in the little spaceship in Kansas, you know, taken back to the farm. I thought, wouldn't Bizarro be like landed in the ghetto, found by some crackheads, heroin addicts? They done sold him. You know, like, is this baby? You can't hurt him. I promise you can try to burn him with cigarettes, everything. It don't work on him. I mean, I'm just saying. I know it sounds perverted, but deal with me here. Bizarro. Like, we're on the bizarro world. It's the bizarro times. I've always thought that. So when we talk about Superman as the all-American character, we're in America. I'm like, Bizarro. Bizarro is our all-American character. Because that's the kind of existence we have. We are in the eyes of society, we are the imperfect model of humanity. Thus, we don't have humanity in their eyes. Work with me here now, because I'm saying, when we talk about how society views us, not how we view ourselves. obviously, that shit is different. How they view us and how we view us are two totally different things. For example, you want to talk about racism. I mean, there are the obvious signs of racism, you know, the Black Lives Matter, all this stuff. That those things are obvious. I was sitting up there. I'm going through magazines. I'm a weirdo like that. I look through magazines still. And I saw an ad for anal bleach. And it struck me. That's an ad for anal bleach. Anal bleach. See, we talk about racism. You can't even have a black ass. And fellas know what I'm talking about. It's like you got the it's face up. I mean, not face up, face down, ass up, right? And the ass is there, and it's not a beautiful black ass. It is a anally, well, it's a bleached anus. Now, it's subliminal, but think. How racist society has to be when your ass can't even be dark. I mean, most people know, I know if you don't know, it's one of those things that's kind of obvious. When you look at sexual organs, the area around the sexual organs is a little bit darker than the rest of your body. Apparently, that has perturbed some individuals. So, how perturbed are they? They create anal bleach. Now, as a black man, the caveat, I like looking at ass. And if it's a naked ass in my face, I'm like, yeah, that's beautiful. But why it gotta be bleached though? It can't just be an unbleached regular black ass. See, that's racism. You have and I think that it starts with people of Caucasian descent. Like, you know what? There's this guy, they're having sex and, you know, she's face down, ass up, and dude's like, yo, your ass is so dark. It's disturbing. My ass is dark. And she's looking all in the mirror. She's all upside down looking in the mirror like, oh my God, my asshole is really dark. And thus you have people like, hey, that's a problem. You know, you can imagine there's a bunch of women sitting in the spa, whatnot, rich women's like, Is your asshole dark? Is your asshole dark? And they're all staring at each other's assholes like, oh my God, our assholes are so dark. And there's one entrepreneur is like, hey, we have face bleach for black people. Why don't we use some of that bleach on our ass cheeks? It can make our ass cheeks and our anus lighter. Thus, we won't feel so bad. Now, you say I'm crazy. It makes no sense whatsoever what I said, but it makes sense. Because how racist does society have to be where your ass is too dark? I have to bleach my ass to make it appealing. Like, that's how racist it is. The asshole, like folks are staring at, I don't know too many folks that's like, man, her asshole, it was so pretty and dark. I don't know, man, it was enticing or it was so ugly. I mean, it's like, come on. Woo. I just want to put that out there. So this is the bizarro smooth drama show. So, Bizarro being the exact opposite of Superman. Superman is supposedly the wholesome, symbolic relic, superhero relic of America. Bizarro being the actual symbol of America. Imperfect and how it really is. Just saying. So, I'm going to move on from that. Because maybe y'all caught it. Maybe you didn't. Doesn't matter to me. Now, what that does matter to me, I don't know if y'all saw it. There was a woman who was thrown off of a plane. Why was she thrown off of a plane? Because she had on a Black Panther hat and A$AP Rocky shirt that had the flag upside down in black. The pilot said that he was disturbed by it. Black Panther hat. It's like you want to say, hey, you know, Black Panther is a comic book, a fictional comic book character, just a cool hat. But, you know, they see Black Panther and they're thinking, oh my God, it's one of those Black Lives Matter, and soon they're going to turn terrorism, they're going to blow up the plane. No, 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 we're not. See, just in case you don't know, I'm going to say it, and I think I speak for the majority of Black people. I'm not talking about super Negroes. I'm talking about real Black folks. Real Black folks, no matter how Black Lives Matter or whatever you want to call, you know, people who actually want to live, don't want to be shot, whatnot, for no reason. We are not strapping bombs to ourselves and blowing up anything or trying to stab people or none of that. We don't have time for that. That's a function of how y'all operate, blowing up folks for no reason whatsoever. It's not in our DNA to just be predisposed to doing that type thing. And the fact that you can be shook by a t-shirt and a Black Panther hat. You can't fly a fucking plane because, oh my God, you've got a Black Panther. It says Black Panther. What does that mean? It's like, you tell them, hey, it's a comic book character. Movie comes out next summer. It's one of the Avengers. He was in the Captain America movie, Civil War. You may have seen it. You probably did. Yeah, but that guy, he wasn't a Black Panther like the Black Panthers in Oakland. No. Black Panther. Fictional. Fictional character. It's a hat. It's got Marvel Comics Black Panther logo on it. That's it. It's just a cool-ass hat. No, the woman probably, like, look, it's a cool-ass hat. I liked it. I saw it. It matched my outfit. Bam. So I busted out. Can't wear that, though. If it had been a Superman hat, she'd been allowed to stay on the plane. Got kicked off the plane because of a Black Panther hat. Now, some folks will say, hey, you taking that too seriously, man. You know, think about the atmosphere. Okay. You know, black folks got that long history of violent protests, of blowing up airplanes, and just indiscriminately shooting and killing white people just because. That's our history, right? Right? Yeah, no. Not at all. But these fools. Whew. You know, I've had trepidation on a few things. Y'all know me as Mr. F the N word. And every now and again, I can get upset, get mad over some things. And a lot of times I like to let the artist say songs. And you know, when I pick songs to play for the night, normally, you know, I just want to dance. You know, I want to boogie, whatnot. But then sometimes I have to play a song that displays my true feelings sometimes. You know, because I try to be wholesome and not be out there. But every now and again, you got to let what's on my mind said way better by somebody else. This is Ross Cox. I ain't fucking with you. And this goes out to the people who think that it's bad to wear a Black Panther hat on a goddamn airplane.
Boy, nigga, you got problems? Nigga, you don't want no problems with me. Shit. Nigga, you ain't got enough calcium to have a bone to pick,
coward.
You little bitch ass niggas, man. Niggas be hovering. Niggas be bothering you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't fucking with y'all. You know what I'm saying? I ain't fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
I guess I got a bad attitude. Feel
Listen. I spit that slick shit like K-Rod Jelly. Out for the man, like Melly. I'm fucking you the night before Kelly. My bitches dance with their belly and fuck me with their eyes. See, crime is rarely organized. In the land of the blind, the one eye is Gene. A male chauvinist, keeping barefoot in a two-piece bikini. Need a bulletproof beam. When niggas got 5 minutes of funk, make them disappear like Houdini. And who done it? A who rider? Got old folks scared just to go outside of the front porch. And all this bullshit is going on at church, of course. But wait, it gets worse. I can still a semi-automatic verse and draw blood like a nut. Corvette fine like a kite prison. And the mic the bomb like nuclear fission. Alphabetic mathematician. Your prerogative is my decision. My lyrication gave me a reputation for giving niggas no kickback. Like black reparations, you doing too much. Cause I'ma be rich, nigga. I put that on my two nuts. And
I ain't fucking with you. You're not to be fucked with.
Big nigga, thought you knew.
Cause if they fight, this nigga mood is rude. But we don't call them your shitty attitude.
Now, whenever I'm fed up, we can go head up. My ex bitch called me a dog, so I pissed with one leg up. Straight up and down, 365 rounds. One in the chamber for the leak, yeah, keep clear. I get my hands dirty like a sanitation worker, so what's beef? Beef is that meat inside a hamburger and man murder. I stand further apart and beat more rappers than Dr. Dre, more beat Diamond, digging Mark Fox. The quintessential microphone is more than $50,000 bonus. Swimming your green like locusts. Your vegetation was both of you education. Left a nigga feeling like he's stranded in Serbia and he's the only Croatian. No relation, that's my justification for whipping niggas, stripping niggas, bigger figures, tipping strippers in the first king. In the cut like scissors, shooter to the tilt and long picker, and banger to the point of exhaustion. Truly, I ride her like that pony song, and flip her like a dolphin movie. Listen, no ain't no sex and no kissing. Dalton style's my favorite position. Insisting that you grab your ankles and lay face down, bitch. Play like cuss words on the radio and turn your ass around. I put it down like Davey, though. It's all gravy, though. Party records got the pace, though.
I ain't fucking with you. You're not to be fucked with.
Big nigga, thought you knew.
355, this nigga mood is rude. But we know the call to your shitty attitude. I ain't fucking with you. You're not to be fucked with.
Big homie, thought you knew.
355, this nigga mood is rude. But we
never call it
your shitty attitude.
Now when it's on, then it's on. No shame in my game. Cowards wouldn't bust the grape if they name with champagne. I change lanes on dirt bikes and change directions at the speed of light. Use my feet to catch the dice. Niggas gamble every day anyway. Figuring the price of life. Kill a fifth of year and dig every night. Got every right to be impolite. I've been there. So how the fuck I'm supposed to keep my act clean like Sinbad. See white people burn your shirt, burn your shirt. Then see you in the mall and clutch their purse. Treat a nigga like dirt when the black man was here first. That's why I be on one officially. Fuck white people in general and fuck the police specifically. You gotta ask me, but you missing me. Side away, bitch. And I'm giving rappers a curfew, like I gave birth to you. Don't be calling them shit shades when you know that it's curfew for you. I'm certain I'm hurting a few egos. Tony Montana's and Nino. Stomping with the big dog Tino. Fido, I pull your car and get your chip. Like the Kino from Yugoslavia to Reno. Yeah, homie, we know that I ain't fucking with you.
Cannot be fucked with.
Thought you knew.
Really high on the N-word, but he said some things that I would like to say from time to time. So I'd rather let him say it, because I like people in general and fuck the police specifically. You got at me, but you missing me. I'm sideways. Anyway, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Smooth Drama Bizarro Show. Once again, as if everything was from the backwards point of view, the Superman opposite show, where we talk about the things that are the way they are, all nice and dirty, as opposed to the cleaned up look that America always puts out there. For example, most of you know, Colin Kaepernick started for the San Francisco 49ers this weekend. And they got their ass tossed. He had a pretty good game, though, in the first half. Second half, it was pretty much a wrap. Their defense was kind of terrible. But, of course, the focus is on Kaepernick. After the game, I'm watching, and they're talking about the press conference like, well, see, he was so focused on talking about his cause as opposed to him losing the football game. Chip Kelly, the coach, should really be disturbed by that. Just focus on football. Yeah. Of course. The white guy said it. Not trying to be racial. I'm just saying. I'm not going to say his name, Boomer Esiason, but the white guy said it. He said, oh, he should focus on football and not the issue. Now, why was Kaepernick talking about that? Oh, because Buffalo Bills fans were selling and wearing shirts with the bullseye calling for Colin Kaepernick's assassination. I did not hear the white guy, whose name I'm not going to say, Boomer Esiason, didn't mention the assassinate Colin Kaepernick t-shirt. Because if somebody's talking about assassinating you because you're standing up for truth and justice, nah, you don't even address that, because shit, that only makes sense, right? Should talk about football. Yeah, you know, my receivers weren't catching the ball. I was off a little bit. I was a little rusty. Yeah, all those people, those thousands of people who had on shirts talking about killing me because I want justice for all, I mean, ignore that, because, hell, it's kind of irrelevant, right? It makes no sense to talk about that because they're only talking about killing me, white guy, Boomer Esiason, whose name I won't say. Football was more important than obviously speaking on ignorant folks who want to kill you because, once again, you want everybody to be treated fairly. Oh, the horror. See, I talk about Groundhog Day every week. Groundhog Day. They were so predictable. We won't talk about the issue at all. Because the whole treat people fairly, that's too hard to talk about. But hey, we talked about, hey, you suck. Today, you should be talking about football only. I'm wondering if a bunch of people wore t-shirts with a bullseye talking about killing the white guy whose name I'm not going to say, Boomer Esiason. Talking about shooting and killing him, how he would react. I don't think he would appreciate that. Like, if he actually cared about other human beings and came out and made a stance talking about, hey, you should treat people fairly, and people decided, but damn, Boomer, you're rich. Why do you care about poor folks? You're making it all about yourself. Why do you give whether or not people are getting shot in the street? You should be caring about commentating about football. Period. Yeah. Bill Cowher said the same thing, the other white guy, whose name I'm not going to say, Bill Cowher. He said it too. So I take mental notes on folks who are not for justice, who will sit up there and talk, hey, it's a football issue. Like, dude ain't concentrating on football and trying to win the game. Like, he's sitting up there like, well, hey, when I'm throwing these passes, I'm wondering what's my next, what I'm going to say on my next press conference. No, he's playing football. Like, he can't do both. He can't fight for just truth and justice when the game is not being played. That's too much. You got to just fight for injustice, apparently. If he cared about injustice, he'd be fine. Smoke all the weed you want, bitches. I mean, what? I don't know. But special shout out to all those people in Buffalo that was wearing them shirts. I hope you get dick in vaginal cancer. I really and truly do. Everybody who fights and rails against people who want people to be treated fairly and equally, if you rail against that, I hope you get dick, balls, vaginal, whatever you have, breast cancer. Yes, I know it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I am wishing it on every bigot out there. Even if you're a man, like my homies from GoTopless.org, they like some of these dudes got breasts, whatnot. I hope you get breast cancer too. If you are one of them ignorant fools that wants to shoot, kill Colin Kaepernick because he got the nerve to care about his people and people being treated fairly. Cancer. I'm wishing it on everybody in National Cancer Month. And when it's November, I'm going to wish the cancer on y'all again. As a matter of fact, everyone out there listening, I behoove you. I know it's sacrilege to some folks, but I behoove you to wish cancer on everyone who is hating on justice. If they hate on justice, they deserve cancer. In the balls, breast, in the mouth, in the nose, in the eyes, in the dick, in the vagina, wherever. If you're about injustice, you deserve cancer. Period, point blank. That's it. There's no, I'm not taking it back. I'm not apologizing. I really feel those words. And if you saw me in public and you asked me, I would say yeah. And I would try to get your name so we can talk about it. But the only thing I'd want to do, if I got your name, I'd be wanting to pray. Pray that you, and I would use your name, that you got cancer. That's how sincere I am with mine. Yes, I would pray. Don't let me get your name. I find out that you're about that racism and injustice. I will pray that you get cancer somewhere. I'm serious with mine. That's how sincere I am. Try me, please. Cause I'm dying for all y'all to get it in National Cancer Month. Racist bastards. Anyway, speaking of racist bastards, y'all know about the brother in Minnesota. Who the citation? He got the citation because there was construction on the sidewalk, and like most smart people do, he walked around it in the street. Policeman saw it, pulled him over, and arrested him. Charged him with all kinds of bullshit that don't matter. And after the firestorm, they decided, you know what? We're going to drop that citation because we was wrong. Like, no shit. So Larnie Thomas is free. And he doesn't have to pay a fine for not walking through a sidewalk that was closed for construction. Like, most smart people with common fucking sense would do. Like, oh, if I walk through this, some shit could fall on me and hurt me. I'm gonna walk around. Woo! Are you trying to make sense? But this is the cop pulling him over like, what? Is you trying to make sense? Really? You trying to make sense? You don't want to walk through the construction? You don't want to take that chance of getting a concussion, getting impaled, and possibly dying? You want to walk around that? Man, I'm arresting you. I'm harassing you. Is you trying to make sense? Tired of you black folks trying to make sense. Just doing innocent stuff. It's bullshit. And I'm not gonna have it. I'm using the wrong voice, huh? I have to get into my redneck voice. Hold on. Let me get it right. Take a sip here. Boy, what you doing, boy? You trying to walk in the street? Don't you see that construction there? You should be walking through that, boy, trying to get yourself hurt. We want you to hurt yourselves. Please hurt yourself, boy. Don't you know?
No. That's... Anyway. Point is, yeah. Charges dropped.
Yay! Woo! Yay! charges dropped. Yeah. Oh, that ain't right. Let me do it right. Charges dropped. Feel better now. So much better. How many black people feel good about the charges being dropped? Because, hey, they dropped the charges. Let me hear y'all. That's how y'all feel. Nobody got nothing to say. Really. Come on, don't all speak up at once. Really? Cricket. Fine, man. Y'all stingy with it. Yeah. Bizarro world. Where it's supposed to make sense, but for some strange reason, it don't. It's just, we gonna go the opposite of common sense because that makes sense, right? Anyway, I'm gonna be nice. I'm gonna talk about something different because, you know, I may be going too negative from time to time, and I don't want to go dark. I don't want to be this nice. Well, that's not nice. That guy that rails against oppression, whatnot. I'm gonna talk about the drug of the week, cause hey, you know, we want to just say yes to drugs. Nancy Reagan said just say no while her husband was selling it, and I'm betting that she knew, but that's a whole nother story. Just say no to drugs. Now we want you to say just say yes. What you want to say yes to this week? Talks. Talks is also called, maybe making up these serious names. That's when you know it's going to kill you because you can't pronounce it. Ixekizumab, a.k.a. Talks. What the hell does Talks do? Talks is a plaque psoriasis treatment. But before you start taking Taltz, you got to tell your doctor whether or not you're being treated for an infection. Or if you have an infection that does not go away, that keeps coming back. Or if you have had TB or been in contact with somebody with TB. Or you think you have an infection or have symptoms of an infection such as fever, sweats, or chills, muscle aches, cough, shortness of breath, blood in your phlegm, mucus, weight loss, warm red or painful skin or sores on your body, diarrhea or stomach pain, burning when you urinate or urinating more often than usual, have Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. Recently received or are scheduled to receive an immunization vaccine. People who take Taltz should not receive live vaccines. If you're breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed, because it is not known if Taltz passes into your breast milk, which means, yeah, they know it passes into your breast milk. And so if you're taking Taltz, it will mess your baby up too. Yeah, Taltz. Now, I'm thinking I will just live with the plaque psoriasis. Because, I mean, all this stuff they're talking about that you can't have happen. I'm like thinking like, well, hell. If you have diarrhea and stomach pain, painful skin or sores on your body, blood in your phlegm, and burning when you urinate or urinating more often than usual, yeah, plaque is the least of your problems. Just saying. Taltz, y'all. TALTZ. if you want to say yes to a drug and you want it to mess you up totally, Taltz is the drug for you. See, I'm a nice guy. I will give it to y'all straight. If you need a drug, you need a real nice drug, that's the one. And I think I'm gonna go on break now again. I'm gonna be nicer though. I'm gonna be much nicer. This is a Dream Jean Grey 32.
In the house, are you ready? Come on. Rap like a motherfucker. Most of this here is just bragging, don't show. Emphatically spoken, impeccable rap flow. Second to that wordplay, akin to watching a bird hitting the pinata on the eve of its birthday. Uncommon like Erica, phenomenon hysteria. Hype rock, millennium, Shante criteria. Fuck the hearsay, please. Gene superior. Y'all yellow, same color of your bladders interiors. You bore me to pieces, your thesis mouth. And yet, it's still shit if I mispronounce a bitch. How could it be doubted? The beast mounted the pen, so unsurmountable like you being surrounded by the 10-man army in Afghanistan tent with a caravan of Carolina and New York Fed blessed me with a holy 40 bottle from your corner stopping. Set all your model on to rock that we can get you popping. I'll deliver your liver on a plate with a sliver of your shivering dick. There's no mercy here. Put on your work this year. You're fucking with the work career assassin who just gave the job to Murky on to Daily Planet. I raise havoc by giving Mob Deep a boost to your chair. Stupid, I'm a truth. I'm in the booth. I'm rare. Name Northern Lights. Pit Game Dolomite. Flames over sorted recordings. I'm giving all the mics. Slaughtering them like cattle hoarding a bird. And then quartering them, leaving just to bring it absurd. I murdered just for the fun of the sound of bodies falling. I'm eccentric, I don't need white coats calling. It's just dementia, come on, put your ball in. You'll only make jeans, just split your paws in. And then there's bloody hearts and jeans starts to stall. And then it'll be ridiculous, your strawberry licorice. All of them I take tomorrow morning, snap picture this.
Yeah,
come on.
It's DP, y'all. What up, Gene?
Where you at?
Right here.
Let's go. Come on.
Listen.
Come on.
No one. Sit on a beat.
Come on.
Like this right here. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. For the record, I'ma keep spitting. Game booking. And lead a game looking like a shepherd with a sheep. Listen. I know you've seen Dave on a lean spraying team. Spray teams and English with Gene Gray. Raising cane, phrasing flame, cause shit is foul and it's flagrant game. I'm official, lingual assaults mangle wings of the archangel. The grim reaper's cane got my face and name. So I better spray spoken, weaponry spray hoping. I'm steadily paid till heavenly gates open. Rhymes musical, I'm fluent through. Spitting lyrics, your spirit is calm. Nigga, I've been rapping, I handle that. Long as I got a 10-track and a camel pack, I paid my dues, never half step. Used to stomp niggas down just to raise my shoes. Obey my rules and face consequence from lower, third to eighth continent come. One come all, the track is strong. I'm talking cough with no glasses on. Tax is wrong, waiting on a rebel with his factions on. Y'all niggas playing on a level that I practice on. I'm willing to all these, my overskill and recital. I'm killing them softly, like Lauren Hill with a shot. It's drilling your soft seeds, filling the all creeds, revealing your flaws, chilling while filling your top, please.
Fun in grade school, but they looked at you like, ooh, you gonna take that?
Yeah, you are. You gonna fucking take it home, witches.
I tried to say it, make it as good as shit. Tried to come home to New York and found motherfuckers. You know what? Maybe it's a combination of cigarettes that I'm not new for. Maybe if y'all motherfuckers stop smoking that damn fiberglass shit, you'd be as nice as niggas.
But probably not, because you can't fuck with us.
Together you got a smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drum with
your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Jean Grey, 232s. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Email me, and I will email you back. Some nice like that, like Diggable Planet. Or was that cool like that? Yeah. I'm cool like that, too. Cool like that. I'm black like that. I'm out. Well, not yet. I got a few more minutes. Speaking of being out, I mean, most of y'all know the Nation, Birth of a Nation movie was out. Nat Turner. Guess what? His family, after 200 years, finally got his skull. Most of you know. If you didn't know, Nat Turner was executed at the age of 1831. They call it a slave rebellion. Of course, you know it as he was a freedom fighter, fighting for his freedom. I refuse to say slave rebellion. I say freedom fighter. God damn it, white people. Y'all rebellious. You rebelled against your people over in Europe. We were freedom fighters. We wanted to be free. Anyway, if you didn't know, his body was flayed, beheaded, and quartered. And you did this. They said his remains were kept for scientific use. And reportedly, his skull had passed through several private hands over the years. And now, according to National Geographic, Nat Turner's skull has been recovered and placed in the care of his descendants. But I'm gonna go. It was given to his great 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 granddaughters, Shannon Batten Aguirre and Shelley Lucas Wood. They go on to say, the legacy of Nat Turner has had enduring impact not simply upon our family, but upon American history. Certainly, this fragile fragment holds enormous emotional value for me, for my family. But it is of immeasurable value because it is a poignant reminder of the price of freedom. In a very tangible way, it asserts the humanity of people who were systematically dehumanized. Its incredible existence demands acknowledgement that, yes, this black life mattered. Now, I'm talking about the fact that you know, and I'm sure you've heard the stories about lynching and how people who attended lynching would cut off body parts as mementos. And you think there was a market. They were passing down and passing around Nat Turner's skull. Now, see, because they say the nice thing. You know, the nice thing in the Superman world is, oh, they use it for scientific use. What the fuck is it? What scientific, what? Scientific use. Get that shit out of here. Just say what it is. You kept mementos, sort of like they had the heads of animals all up in their houses, like the savages they are. You have the head and body parts of people that you have hung and flayed them you know, because we talking about dehumanization. We're talking about the fact that we were never human in their eyes from inception, apparently, which is unfortunate, but it's the reality. They have his skull. Now, they temporarily placed it with the Smithsonian Institution, where they're supposed to be doing DNA testing and to determine whether it is the authentic remains of Nat Turner. Like, I don't know how you could prove that. I guess you're trying to see if there's like a bone marrow or something in the skull where it, see if it has some genetic markers that go along with the family genes, his great granddaughters. But yeah, mementos hung and cut up, made into grease for the wagons, all that. Yeah. But, you know, fighting for justice for people. That's the fact that you don't want to pledge allegiance to a fucking flag. Shit. Man. Whew. I'm going to move on. Ghana, because we're talking about bizarro world, how shit is what they say it is, but the reality. Ghana has voted to remove Gandhi's statue, and this is from its main university. Now, why would Ghana move the statue of Gandhi from his main university? Some of you didn't know. Gandhi, he wasn't that fond of black people. You know, civil rights leader, they talked about what he did, the nonviolent movement, and black folks use some of his strategies, Martin Luther King, for example. But once again, Gandhi was not a big fan of black folks. He wrote in his book, Gandhi, the true man behind modern India. He was quoted by a broadcaster, Jad Adams, referring to black people as Kaffirs, which is an offensive term, in the speech from 1896. And I quote, "Ours is one continual struggle against the degradation sought to be inflicted upon us by the Europeans, who desire to degrade us to the level of the raw Kaffir." And he goes on to say, "and whose sole ambition is to collect a certain number of cattle to buy his wife with, and then pass his life in indolence and nakedness." Gandhi goes on to say that his stereotypes of Africans as barbarians are wrong, but this is allegedly what they said he said. But at that point, I'm like, I don't care. And people in Ghana, why would you want a racist guy statue, whether he be Indian? And I mean, the Indian people, apparently they're upset, but I'll say this. Fuck y'all. Why we gotta have racist folks in front of our capitals? No. He didn't like black folks. We were Kaffirs. We were indolent and embellishing in our nakedness? Okay, that's fine. But why would we acknowledge these individuals? You know, the whole fuck you and your heroes. It's the fuck you and your hero moment. Why is it important that we have, yeah, he did some good things for his people, but he did not like our ass. So, yeah, we recognize the good that he did for his people, and you could mimic some of his antics if it helps you in your movement. But as far as recognizing him, nah. He ain't do nothing for us. He ain't even like us. So, you know, and this goes to the whole heroes. When people talk about heroes and going back to this whole flag issue. Flag means nothing to us. The guy who wrote the Star Spangled Banner, slave master, revels in it in the goddamn song. But we supposed to be about that song. We supposed to be about this flag that when it was all put into motion had nothing to do with us. Now people say, well, it has something to do with you now. No, it doesn't. Why would I pledge allegiance to the flag? It's idolatry. I've said it before. Most people know what it is. I mean, it goes, you talk about the Catholic, people used to worship Amun, the cow god. And they had the calf. I mean, it's in your Bible. Where Moses went when he supposedly was speaking to God, and then he went and came back, and they had went back to worshiping the calf. Whatnot, he's supposedly mad at him. Hey, the bottom line is that's idolatry. Pledge allegiance to no flag. And damn sure not gonna recognize people who don't recognize you as human. If we're not human to the Gandhis and the Christopher Columbus of the world, and Francis Scott Keys of the world, why should we pay homage to these individuals and their works? There's no logic in it for us. Yeah, for you people and your Superman clean cut personas, no doubt. Take it home with you. Down the stretch with it. Superman. Da, 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 da. Fuck that got to do with us? Not a goddamn thing. I'm sorry. The day we keep putting up our enemies and worshiping what they worship, is the day we still stay losing. And on that note, Mr. F the N-word, this is another Smooth Drama production. I'm out. See you on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.